Yemishnayis Mesechta Erevin, Perek Rishon Mishnalef, Movui Shu Gavoya Lamala Mieskramamo. A Movui, that's the Gemara's time, it's like an alleyway that used to have houses, and open in front of the houses was a chotzer, like a courtyard. Then the courtyard used to open up into the alleyway, into the Movui that used to go out into the Rishus Rabbim. So here we're talking about now a Movui that was closed on three sides, and the fourth side was open. So the locher is that midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry if you only have three walls. You have to have a fourth wall to be able to carry inside it midirabbanan on Shabbos. Meaning to say that midiraisa, once you have three walls around you, so it's not a rishus harabim anymore. And midiraisa you would be allowed to carry. Just midirabbanan though, you have to have a fourth wall there to give you a heter to carry. So here on the mav, the rabbanan would make it to say that you do not have to have a complete fourth wall, but it's enough to put there either a kaira, which means a beam going straight across from one side of the entrance to the other side of the entrance. That's called a kaira, which we'll see Allah has laid is supposed to be at least a tefach wide. Or else you could put a lechi. A lechi is a beam going straight up at the entrance, starting off from the floor, going up at least 10 tefachim, and that has no size, no matter how big and no matter how thick it is, it's kosher. So the Mishnah now is talking about the use of kaira, that's a beam going straight across on top. So halacha is, it cannot be higher than 20 yamas. So Mishnah says, Movui shu gavoya lamala mi'esrim amo, if like the side walls go up more than 20 yamas, and if you put a beam straight across, there's going to be more than 20 yamas of space between the ground until you come to the beam. So halacha is, you have to bring it down, bring the kaira down, or else you have to elevate the ground there. In other words, there cannot be a space of more than 20 yamas. Up until 20 yamas is still kosher, because people could see it, but once it's more than 20 yamas above, then it's psula, the locher is yamayit, you have to bring down the kaira. Rabbi Yudah says, ain't it tzarech, no, you do not have to bring it down. It's enough, even though it's more than 20 yamas tall, still he holds it's kosher. And the halacha is like the Tanakama though, that it cannot be more than 20 yamas above the ground. So the haroch of miyesaramas, let's say the width of the entrance of this movi is wider than 10 yamas. So also you have to make it smaller. In other words, this heter to use a kaira above, or else to use a lechi on the side, that's only muta if it's 10 yamas or less, the opening of the movi. But if the opening is more than 10 yamas, it's not considered a pesach, so then you cannot use a kaira or a lechi, but rather you have to make it less yamayit, make the width less than 10 amos or exactly 10 amos wide, meaning put on beams on the side to make the entrance that it should not be more than 10 amos wide. V'yemyeshle tzuras ha-pesach, but let's say you want to use now to be mata the fourth side, not a kaira or not a lechi, but you want to use a tzuras ha-pesach. That means you're putting up two beams, two lechis on both sides of the entrance, and a kaira going straight across on top, like we make for our erevs. Usually we make a tzuras ha-pesach, so it looks like a pesach. Then the locher is, afa pi shu roch of mi'esaramis, even though the entrance to coming into this mobi, this alleyway, it's more than 10 amas wide, still it's okay, and tzorech lamait, you do not have to bring it in less. It's enough no matter how wide it is. If you use a tzuras ha-pesach on the fourth wall, it's kosher. Now, by tzuras ha-pesach, again, both sides have to go up at least 10 tefachim. And on top now, the string going straight across does not have to be like a kaira wide a tefach. It could be even a mashu. As long as it goes straight across, it could be even a string or a beam, going straight across on the top of one side to the top of the other side. Mishnah Beis. If again we have this movi, this alleyway that's closed on three sides, it's only open on the fourth side, what do you have to put there on the fourth side to give you a heter in order to be able to carry there on Shabbos? So Beishami, Emma Beishami says, Lechi v'kaira. Beishami says you have to put both at the entrance, a lechi, a beam going straight up, v'kaira, and a beam going straight across. Beis Hillel says, don't we pass like Beis Hillel? Lechi oikur, you know, you have your choice. Either just put a lechi, that's a half of a tzuras ha-pesach, just a beam going straight up, again, has to be at least 10 tefachim tall, or else I curve a beam going straight across on top of the entrance from one side to the other side. Rabbi Lezer holds lechayim, you have to use two lechis, each one on each side, you have to use two lechis to be matar the mavi. Now Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Omat Talmud Echlech Rabbi Kiva, a Talmud said in front of Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara said this was Rabbi Meir, but she was the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva. So this Rabbi Meir, which was the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, went and told Rabbi Kiva that he was mekabel from Rabbi Yishmael like this, that Loinechluku Beishamu Beisilul, that there's no argument between Beishamu Beisilul al Movli upon this alleyway, Shu Pochus Miyarba Amis, that if it's less than 4 amas wide, meaning to say by the entrance of the Movli, if it's less than 4 amas wide, Shu Oy Belechi Oy Bekur, that even Beishamu would agree, either one is good, you do not need both, but either a Lechi or a Kur is good. Aman Nechlaku, where is the machlokes between Beisham and Beisilul? Al Roch of Miyarba Amis, only if it's at least wide 4 amis, Viyad Eser up until 10 amis. If a Mavi's opening is between 4 and 10, then there's the machlokes that Beisham says Lechi v'Kuru, you have to use both to be mata on the fourth wall. You have to have a Lechi and a Kuru. Who the Silur Mesilul says no, you have your choice. Oy lechi, either the beam going straight up, oy kur, else the beam going straight across. Omer Rabbi Kiva said back to this Rabbi Meir, no, you're wrong, but rather al zeh v'al zeh nechleku. There's no difference. That according to Beis Shammai, even though the movi's the width of it is only 3 amos wide, still you have to have both a kur and a lechi. And Beis Silul holds, you only have to have either. But there's no difference between 4 amos. And less than 4 amos. Here, Mishnah Gimel. HaKoyra Shomru, that Chum said that a Koyra, that this beam going straight across on top of the mob in the fourth side helps, is Rechov, it has to be wide enough, this beam, Kdei Lekabel Oriach, it has to be wide enough to receive upon it a brick. The Oriach, now how wide is this brick? That's Chatzi Levena, half of the size of this brick called Levena, Shal Shloisha Tvachim. Meaning to say that it has to hold something half of 3 tefachim, it has to hold something that's a tefach and a half wide. Therefore we say, Dayel HaKur, it's enough for this Kur to be wide, Chetei Rechov HaTefach. As long as it's wide a tefach, that's the width you need for the Lechi, for this Kur. Kedei Lekabel Ariach Liorkoi, that it should be able to receive this brick, this Ariach, on its length. So it comes out that the width of this areach really is a tefach and half. So it's long 3 tefachim and wide a tefach and half. So you put the length of it along the length of the kaira, and the width of it goes with the width of the kaira. So if even though this is wide a tefach and half, and we say now the kaira only has to be wide 1 tefach, so really it sticks out a little bit like 1 etzba on each side. So Gemara says that's the normal way, that on that usually you put cement. So it looks like you're building it. Therefore, it's strong enough to make it into a heker of a kaira. So again, it has to be wide, this beam using for kaira, a tefach wide, in order that it could hold up a brick which is a tefach and a half wide. And the extra half of a tefach sticks out half from one side, half from the other side. Dalid, Ruchova, Mishnah Dalid, Ruchova Kadeh Lekabel Oriach, the offer is a continuation again, that this kaira has to be wide enough a tefach today to receive the brick on top of it, but also the Mishnah says ubriya kadei lekabel orich, it has to also be strong enough to receive this brick. It can't just be wide like piece of leaf you're using there, that the brick would just fall through it, but it has to also be strong enough to receive the brick. Rabbi Yehuda says no, rechovo, as long as this kura on top is wide, the tefach afo pi shein abri, even though it's not strong enough to really receive the brick, also it's kosher. The Chur, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitos, that he loans the Kairo is mitam mechitza, it's not mitam heker, and therefore it doesn't have to be strong enough will to receive the brick. Mishnehei, hoysa shokash oy shokanim, let's say this Kairo was made out of kash, out of straw, or reeds, that's not really strong enough to receive a brick. So Roy Noy Sakili Shamatchis. So there's a continuation of a beauty shita. They will look as if it's a sheet of metal, and it's also kosher, even though it can't receive the brick. But so what? We consider as if it was made out of metal. Another chiddush is, let's say akuma. Let's say the curry was crooked a little bit. So right, and therefore when it's crooked, it can't receive the brick on top of it. Still, roy noy sekilu pshuto. We look and consider as if it would be a straight piece of wood, and then it would be able to receive the brick, so it's still kosher. Agulu, let's say it's a round piece of the kura, a round beam you're using for the kura, that a round piece cannot take a brick on top of it. So also, roy nicely, we look and consider it, kilhim rubas, as if it was squared out and is made into a square that you could receive the brick. And the cloud is like this, kol shiyesh bekeifa shlosha tvachim, if the circumference around this wooden, around this like a circle stick, if the circumference around the circle is 3 tefachim, then you know yesh barechef tefach, then you know the diameter of this stick is a tefach wide, and that's what you need. You need the kairo to be a tefach wide. So even though it's made out of a round stick, but as long as it could be cut in half, like in the diameter would be a tefach, it's kosher. Mishnah Vav, lechoyayin sharmu, that we said there's a loch of a lechi, works for the fourth wall of a mavi, according to Basil, either a lechi or a kairo. So what's considered a lechi? That's gevoy nasar tfoch, has to be a piece of wood, like a little mechitza, which is gevoy a tenth fochem tall. V'roch bon v'ov yon kol shu. But no matter how wide and how depth it is, still it's kosher, there's no shear to the width of the lechi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi yomer, roch bon shloshe tfochem, this sheet is no, it has to be wide, 3 tfochem, a lechi has to be 3 tfochem wide. Mishnah Zayin, from anything you can make a lechi v'timata this movi, and the chiddush of the Tanakam holds, even an animal, if you put an animal there that's 10 tefachim tall, you could use them for lechi. For Rabbi Yossi holds, no, you cannot use an abal chai for a mechitza for this lechi, because he's choshesh, maybe the behemoth will die and you won't have it anymore, so therefore you can't use it for lechi. When the vodayah will fall down and cave in, you won't be kvaya yud, it won't be a mechitzer anymore, it won't be a lechi. So therefore, he asks it to be you to use an animal, a balchai, for a lechi. Another locher is about this balchai is umetame mishum gelo, that I come all to be used a behema, to be put on top of the coffin of a mace, to cover up the coffin of the mace. It has a locher of a gelo, it will have tumma like a mace. It has locher, that's the chiddush in the posik, marba, a gelo, it has tumma like a mace, even though it's a balchai. Rabbi Meir mitar, Rabbi Meir holds no, nothing doing. Again, a balchai cannot become a gerlol for a mace, and it would not get a tumas mace on this balchai. And he holds that any mechitza that's not oimid beruach, so it's any mechitza. Or else, if the mechitza wasn't made b'day yadam, that's not called a mechitza. Therefore, since it doesn't have a shem mechitza, who within it doesn't get a shem goylol for the mace? That's a Rabbi Meir Metayer. On third halacha is v'kais kin olav gidinoshim. Tanakam holds you can write a get isha on a behema, on the skin of an animal. You can write a get isha and give it to your wife. For Rabbi Yosef Lili Poisli says no, it's possible to be used for a get, because he says Bosik says v'kosa lo sefer krisus, it has to be a sefer. A balchai is not called a sefer. Yemishneches Shioro Shechonso Babiko. Shioro is a caravan, people traveling together, and they rested now for Shabbos in a biko, in an open field, an open land. Vekifu Bechli Behemo. Now around them they wanted to make a Rishus HaYochid, so they put mechitzas up, but they did not use a real mechitza, but they used Kli Behemo, let's say that's the saddle of their animals. Metatla Mesaychu, you're allowed to use that for mechitza, and you can carry inside it. Obavad, providing those shehe goder gavoya sarot vachem. It has to be that this type of a wall is at least 10 vachem tall. And also, v'lo yehe perotzes yiseres ala binyan. You can't have the opening spaces should be more than the binyan, than the closure. Because, in other words, that we pass an alocha that I made. Kipparitz is kosher, that it would have been equal. Let's say there's 5 amis open space, and 5 amos of these kale kli behemo, then it would be called Rishos Yochid. Just if the process of the opening is wider than the mechitzes, that's possible. Then the Mishnah says, a new halacha of kol appears to any opening, any breakage through a mechitza, she casts a ramis, if it's only 10 amos wide or less, muteris, b'vnei shuk pesach, that's considered like a pesach, like an opening, and therefore it's still called a mechitza. But yoser mikan, once the opening, this one opening is more than 10 amos wide, is bottled the shame pesach, and it becomes like a pirtza that breaks the walls, therefore it's also, you cannot use this wall for a shusa yochid. Mishnah test. Ma'akifin shloisha chavolim, you can encircle yourself, like encamp yourself, as make another mechitz around you by strings. Shloisha chavolim, 3 strings. Zu l'mala mizu, one is above the other one. Vizu l'mala mizu, and the other one's above the other one. In other words, you can make mechitzes. Up until now, we had mechitzes are going straight up. Now the chiddush is you can have mechitzes going straight across. Uvavad, but providing shelo yehei bein chevel lechaver shloshes tzvachim, there can't be a width of open between one string and another string, 3 tzvachim. If it's 3 tzvachim, then you do not say loved. That's mevatel the shem mechitza. But if between one string and another string it's less than 3 tefachim, so he said a loch of lovud, it's considered like it's attached, and if you add up all 3 of them together, there's 10 tefachim tall of mechitza, that's called a good mechitza. So, shir chavolim v'uvyin, how much does the thickness of the chevel, the string itself, has to be? Is yosra tefach, a little bit more than a tefach. That all 3 together could be 10 tefachim. In other words, we have now 3 strings. The first string is a drop less than 3 tefachim off the ground, and with the thickness of the string, it becomes like it's 3 tefachim. So that's one closure of 3 tefachim. Then a second time and a third time, so that's like 9 tefachim. So you have to have the string itself was a tefach wide, that makes it 10 tefachim. And each one is a drop more, so it has to be a tefach and a little bit more wider, the string, these 3 strings. Then you can have a mechitza from going around with the loch of lovud. Mishnah Yud. Ma'akifin bakonim, you can make a mechitza with konim, with reeds that stick and stay up, straight up. Obavad shelo yehei ben konim lechaver shlosh tefachim. If it's less than 3 tefachim between one stick and another stick, so again we say love it, it's considered attached, and you have a whole mechitza this way. Now, b'shayora dibru Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says this set was a special set about a shayora, that since they're out in the fields, they're encamping there, the rabbanim will make all to use such mechitzas of just a shesi, just mechitzas going straight up. But for yochid, it would not be kosher such mechitzas. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, Loidibru b'shayor elabahay, but the reason why the Mishnah talks about a caravan, but that's a normal way they make mechitzes. But really, it's called a mechitzah even for Yochid. Then the Mishnah goes on, that kol mechitzah, sheina shal shesi b'shal erev, any mechitzah that's not made of strings or of wood going up and across, Ein mechitza, it's not called a mechitza. This is the words of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yosi argues on his father, Rabbi Yehuda knows even for Shayara, these mechitzas are not kosher. However, the Chomram, the Chom say no. Echod Rishnei Dvorim, either one is good. Either whether the mechitzas are up or whether the mechitzas are across, either one is considered a mechitza. Then the Mishnah ends off, Abor Dvorim, there are 4 things, Potru B'machna, when people go to have Mechamam, Mechamas Rishus, the Rabbanim will make on 4 inyonim. One is that Mevi and Eitzim Mikomokim, you have to take wood any place you find it, you don't have to be afraid of Mishum Gezel, you let it take the wood and use it for yourself. Uptur Melchitas Yadayim, you don't have to wash your hands, for Tchilat, before you eat bread, the Rabbanim will make it. Umidamai, when you take food from an Amoritz, also, since you're an army man, you have right to take it without taking off Meisrus. Umilorev, they were making the Ruvi Chatzeros, that after your makif was called a machna, the regular mechitzas, even though you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres, still they were makol for the Machane. Mashenke, if an Erev Tchumim, that the Mechuyivin, because Erev Tchumim is Yesh Tzumach Min HaNikro, therefore the more Machman on Eruv Tchumim than they were by Eruv Chatzeres. Yeah, Perek Sheni. Oysin Pasim Lebeiroyos, you let him make Pasim, that's like small Mechitzos, Lebeiroyos, that's like a bear, like a well. And the purpose was, when they went to Eilu Regal, and they went on Shabbos, so they wanted to be able to give water to their animals, and in the bear, in the well itself, it was Rishus HaYochid, and on top was Rishus HaRabim. So they had to make Mechitzos, like small Mechitzos, around the bear, to make the area around the bear also into a Rishus HaYochid. So then you'd be able to fetch out the water on Shabbos out of the bear and put it on the side and let the animals come in and drink. So Oysen Pasen, that's called these small mechitzas, like an L shape, we'll soon see, on each one of the four sides. Lebeirois, for the bear, for these wells. Abor Diyumdim, it has to be four mechitzas. Nirin Kishmoin, it looks like eight, because on each side there's one armor going towards the north and one armor going towards the west. Tivra Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have this much amount of mechitzas, it comes up really on each side, there are like two amas. There's one armor on the right side of the wall and one armor on the left side of the wall. And in between this opening where the bear, where the animals could come, where the behemoths could come through. Rabbi Meir, says, Shemayna, really there were like eight mechitzas there. Nirin Kishne Mos, it looks like 12. That means to say, Abor Diyumdim, on all four corners, there was a Diyumid, which Diyumid really means Lashon of two. There were like two mechitzas, an Amma this way and an Amma that way, on all four sides, which is like eight Amis of mechitzas. And then, V'yabor Pshutim, in between, there's one pass, which comes out to be four, the four spaces in between, each one has a plain board there. Now, each one of these pasim was gevoya asar tvachim, has to be at least 10 tvachim tall to give it a shem mechitza, and v'roch bo nishish, it was wide, 6 tvachim, that means one amma. The avion kosher, the thickness didn't matter, no matter how thick it was okay. U'beneim now, here's the main question. In between one diumid and the next diumid, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, how wide could it be? So the first sheet of Rabbi Meir sheeter is kimole shtei revokos, the width of two different yokes, shel sholish sholish baka, that each yoke you had three animals inside it. So the kitz was wide enough for six animals to go through at the same time. And the Gemara comes out that the width of each paro was an amma and 2/3 of an amma. So it comes out with these six paros together, comes out to be 10 ammas. So, Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to have a wide opening more than 10 ammas between the pasim or the diumdim. And therefore, if you want to make the opening wider, you have to put another mechitza, like in between, like the Meir says before. That's called Shemayna Nirin Kishnei Masa, that you have these four pshutayim. Means from one diumid to the next diumid, you want to have, let's say, 20 yamis, so you have to put a beam in between to make it that each opening only has 10 yamis or less. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shel Arba Arba, that no, each one of these yokes had four animals to it. So it was like eight animals going through. And according to him, it comes out to be 13 amas and a third. You're allowed to have the width, the opening between one dume and another one. Now, kishurois v'loy mitaris. How were these animals, these four or these threes, they were like tied together and not loose. In other words, the space in between them was very small, not too big. Now, when you had these two rifkais, it was considered achas nechneches, v'yachas yoytzeis. In other words, these two yokes, these two pairs of animals, either three and three or four and four, would you not consider both pairs coming in together, both pairs coming out together, which would be a little bit smaller, a little bit narrower, but rather we consider as one pair coming in and one pair going out, which makes it a drop wider. That's the way we have this measurement. And we said again that according to Rabbi Meir, you cannot have the opening more than 10 amos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could have the opening up until 13 and a third amos. The special heter the Ramata here by Pasi Berois. Now Mishnah Beis, Mutter Lahakriv Leber. If you want to make like the Yumdim less than 10 amos away from the bear, you could do it. You could put the pasim closer if you want together. Obovado providing shete para roishav ruba befnim v'shoyser. It has to be wide enough that at least one para could bring its head inside and most of its body to drink inside. Because if it's not that wide that just the animal's head could fit in, but not its body, then we'll have to be afraid that maybe the person inside, when he fetches the water, the animal may walk outside and he may go with the bucket of water carrying it outside. So come to carry from a shasiyach to a shasarabim. Therefore, it has to be wide enough, the opening, that the animal could come in its head and roast most of its body. So therefore, he'll drink inside, but not afraid he'll go outside. Now, mutter laharchik kol shu, you let her make it even wider, as much as you want, the pasim from the bear, obavat, providing though, shiyab of a pasim. I mean, like I said, according to Rabbi Meir, the opening can't be more than 10 amos. If you want to make it more than 10 amos, you have to put another pasim in between to make it look like a separate opening, a separate pesach. But each pesach cannot be more than 10 amos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to make it wider than 13 and the third amos, also you have to put more pasim in between to make it look as if each opening is less than 13 and a third. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda says, the base of Sion. Like the Mishnah before said, if they want to, they can make it wider, the opening, as much as you want. But there's a limit. You can make it shrua more than, according to him, 13 and a third amis, by putting more pasim, more beams in between. But how far could they extend the area to be inside? It could only be up into a base of Sion, which is like 70 amis by 70 amis. Because more than that, since according to Yehuda, it is not called Hukaf Ladira, you're not allowed to carry Midrabanan in such mechitzas. Omru loy, the Chomam argue and say back to Rabbi Yehuda, loy omru was not said, it was not said this halach of Beis Hasayim, ela only lagina for an open garden, or lakarfif, like an open park, a place that people do not live there. So then if you have mechitzas around there, Midirais, it's called Rishus HaYochid. But once it's bigger than a base of Sai, it means 70 yamas by 70 yamas, but the Rabbanim said, looks like a carmelist, it's also to carry there. Avlim hoya deer. But let's say there was a deer, a place, that was surrounded by mechitzis, where you have animals living there. Oy sachar, oy muksa. Sachar, some girls are sawyer, that's a place also where you hold your sheep, where you watch your animals there. Rosa muksa, that's in the back of the house. Oy chotzer, also a place in front of the house. So these places people live, like even in this Beis Tadir, you have the shomer that stays there also. So here these things are called mukaf ladira. Here the loch is afilu Beis chameshes kurim. No matter how wide the mechitzas are, even if five kurim, still you let it carry there. And afilu Beis Aseres kurim, even 10 kurim, also you let it carry the mutter. So, therefore, the Chum say here also, by this Pasei Berois, since the person drinks from the water, it's also considered like Hukos Ladira. Then the Mishnah says, Umutta laharche kol shu, uvavad shiyaba vapasin. You let it go far away as you want. There's the ultimate total inside this mokum of the Beina Pasin, but providing Yomar by the pasim, you have to put sticks in between, like the Mishnah explained before, either according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to Rabbi Meir. Now, Mishnah Dalid. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hoy so derech harabim mafsakoson, if the rabbim is walking through these pasim berois, the loch reads the sakenel at stodim, you have to take the pasim and move it on the side, because he holds the rabbim comes and breaks the mechitzas. The chomam, say no, and it's sorry, you do not have to. The chomol, the rabbim, do not come and break the mechitzas.
Then the Mishnah says, echad bor harabim, whether this is a bor, a regular ditch of water that's used by the rabbim, by the community, or else a bear harabim, a bear is like a well of fresh water, or else a bear hayochid, a well that's owned by private use. Oysim l'mpasim, all these three have a heter to make pasim around it to be able to carry out the water on Shabbos, again for the other regolim. Aval l'bor hayochid, but let's say you have a private bor, it's not fresh flowing water, it's not a well, it's just a ditch of water. In such a case, there's no heter to make pasim, and therefore if you want to be able to carry out that water on Shabbos, then it's oysim lo mechitza, you have to make a regular mechitza around it. These are words of Rebbe Akiva. That for Bor HaYochid there's no heter, because we're afraid maybe the water will dry up, and then Bechal there's no heter to carry in these pasin. There are only matter to carry inside these pasin, but Sarach Mayim for the behemoth of the other regalim. Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava says, Einoisin pasim el Leber HaRabim Bavad. He says, only a bear harabim, only a well that's used by the rabbim, that we're not afraid will ever dry up because it's alive water, and also it's used for the rabbim, not for yochid, then you have a heter. Only shar, but for anything else, oisin chagura gvoya sorot tfachim, not a regular mechitzas, going up a tenth tfachim, a high, and going all around it. Well, some say this chagura, these are strings going around, that type of a mechitzah, that each one's within three tfachim of the next. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. You're up to Mishnah Hey. V'yoydom Rav Yehuda ben Bava, Rav Yehuda ben Bava said another chiddush, that hagina, that's a garden, v'yakarfet, that's like an open park, shein yeshivin amo v'yishirayim, al shivim amo v'yishirayim, these really are real rishus hayochids, they have walls all around them. Now if the walls are not wider than 70 yamis and a little bit, than 70 yamis and a little bit, so you'll have to carry inside them. Mukefes goder g'voya asar tfachim. If you have mechitzas going around this gino, around the karfif, so metaltlam b'toicho, you'll have to carry inside like this reshus hayochid on Shabbos. Obavad, but providing there's a chumra b'vudu ben babam. Obavad shihei bo shamira. There has to be like a watch house inside there, another little hut that the shema lives there. In other words, even though it's only shivamayim v'shirayim, it's only a base asayim, still he holds it has to be hukaf l'dira. Or else, a base dira, a real house, or somebody lives there. Or she hey, smuch lir, or else it has to be near the city, and then you like live there. That's called tashmish for your dira. But if it's not called hook of the dira, he holds you not to carry. We have Yudam Yudis says no. Filu ein bo ella bor v'siach umoro mitalt lem b'seicha. You do not have to have a real base dira, as long as it's just a place to get water, of a ditch of water. A siach amara, you could also be metaltel inside it. Because he holds also it has to be muchach, that the hekif, the mechitzas were made at Sarach Adam, and there's enough as long as it's being used for the water you have inside it. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, afilo ein brachas mikolelu, even if you don't have anything like this inside this park, or inside this gina, metaltel and b'teicha, still let it carry inside there on Shabbos, Obavad providing though, shehei bo shivamam v'shirayim, al shivamam v'shirayim, it should not be more than a base of sayim. You have good mechitzas all around, but from one mechitza to the opposite mechitza cannot be more than 70 yamis and a little bit more. That's called the base of sayim. So if you have up until the base of sayim, even though it's not hukaf l'bir, it's not meant to live there, still you let it carry. But once if you have a park, let's say, that has mechitzas all around it, but it's wider than 70 by 70, then it's also to carry in it midrabbanan on Shabbos. Reb Lezer says, Emhoye orko, Yosef arochbe was longer than wider, afilu amachas even one amam, and metaltle metaych also there's no heter to carry in it. There's only heter to carry in a square, but once it's longer, then it's wider, it doesn't have this heter to carry since it's not hukaf l'dira. Rabbi Yosi says, "Afilu orka pishneim baruch, but metalkim masaycha no, even if it's double the length of the width, still you're allowed to carry. Providing though that the square like is not more than a base of sayim, it's not more square inches than 70 yamis by 70 yamis." And that's really the way it was in the Chotzer HaMishkan, that it was 100 amos long by 50 amos wide, which really that is 70 by 70. Mishnevov, Omar Rabbi Eloy, Eloy said like this, that Shomati Rabbi Eliezer, heard from Rabbi Eliezer, V'yafilu hi kebeis kur, even though this park or this gina is wider than the base kur, it's as wide as the base kur, which is much more than a base of Sayim, still you're allowed to carry them. Since it has good mechitzis, even though it's not hook of the dira, still he holds its mutta. That's the land that you could plant inside there seeds of a base kur, which is 30 saw, which is 75,000 namis squared. That's one chiddush yod. But with halacha, we do not pass him like Rabbi Eloi, or like he said, he heard over from Rabbi Eliezer. V'chein, another thing Shemati heard over mimenu, that Rabbi Eloi is saying heard over from Rabbi Eliezer, is that anshei chotzer, that people in the chotzer, sheshokach echel mehem v'lo iruf, one of them forgot to make an eruf, like a chotzer means you have a few people, houses, opening up into the same yard, so if they don't make an eruf chatzerah, she can't carry out from the house into the chotzer, so a few of the people made an eruf. But one house, one bias forgot to be mishtate from the Erev. So locher is the old, beisei osa malahachnes amlohitziloi. From that house, you're not allowed to take in or take out from that house into the chotzer. Avolahen, but the other people are mutter, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. And then where it says, we're talking about a case where that person that forgot to make the Erev was mevatel his reshus to the other ones. He made a bit like as if he was masker his reshus to the other ones. So the other people can carry out from the house to his house, but he cannot carry out. Because only that person cannot carry out from his house, because then it looks like he's been chayzer from his bittel. But the rest of the people in the chotzer, they can even carry out from his house into the chotzer. That was the second chiddush. V'chein, the third chiddush was that shomati mimenu, I heard from him, sheyotzim bi'akavonim apesach. It could be yotza mitzvahs mora with this type of a vegetable called akrivonim. He held that was enough mora to be yotza. And he says, v'chizarte akol tamidim, I'm checked over by all the tamidim of Rebbe Lezer, u'bekashtu l'chov, I want to find somebody that's maskim to me to herd over or hold from these three chedushim. V'loy mitzvahs, I did not find maskim, we did not paskim like him in these three chedushim. Perek Shalishi, Mishn Aleph. Ba'akol ma'orvin u'mishtatvim, any type of food you could use to make rashler and zemiz an erev chatzeris and an erev chumim, or else mishtatvim means to make a shtufim mevoyis to be able to carry out from the chotzer into the mavui, any type of food you could put down before Shabbos to use it for an erev. Chutz excluding min hamayim or min hamelech, you cannot use water or you cannot use salt. It has to be something that's amazing, something that fills you up, that satisfies you. Because the side of an Erev is, if you put your food, everybody puts the food down in one place, it looks like they're all living in that one place. So it has to be a davar choshev, it cannot be water or salt. Another locher is, hakel nikach bekesef meiser. Let's say you have meiser sheni, and you appointed it onto money, and now the locher is, you take the money into Yerushalayim, and with that money you have to buy food. So you can buy any type of food with this money of meiser sheni. Again, chutz minamayim u'minamelech, but you cannot buy water or salt. That's not called mazon, and that's not called peri to be yotze with the money of meiser sheni. Hanoidim minamazon, somebody made an iser neder not to have enjoyment from something that satisfies you from mazon. So again, the locher is muta b'mayim u'minamelech, he's allowed to drink water or eat salt because this is not something that's amazing that does not satisfy you. Now, another chiddush is ma'orvin la nozer b'yayin. When the nozer wants to make an eruv, he's allowed to use wine for the eruv, even though he himself cannot drink it. But since it's drinkable, it's called food for somebody else, it's kosher for an eruv. Well, Yisrael ba truma, the same thing. If Yisrael wants to make an eruv, he's allowed to use truma, even though the Yisrael cannot eat the truma. But since it's called an eichel for the kahanim, it's called an eichel for Yisrael also.
argues and says no. When a Yisrael makes his Erevim, Dafka has to use Chulin, he cannot use Truma, because it's not kosher for a Yisrael to eat it. Now, Sheikin by wine, here Sumchus agrees, because even though you're a Nazar now, but you could be Shoyel al Nidroi, and it'll be mutter for you to drink the wine, therefore he's masking that a Nazar could make an Erev with wine. Just a Yisrael cannot make an Erev with Truma. Another chiddush is uvala koin beis apras. A koin can put down his erev in a beis apras. That's a sodor, a field that he once plowed over a kever or mace that was there. And midrabbanim we say like 100 amos around it, it still has tumah. So really, a koin should not be able to walk there. But since it's only nisa the rabbanim, therefore we say the koin could get to his erev on Shabbos because he could just blow and make sure there's no bones around, and he could walk through the beis apras. Reb Yudah says, "Afilu beis hakfaros, even in the real beis hakfaros that has tumah midiraisa, still, if the kohen could put the food down there before Shabbos, he could be samech on that for an erev, whether it's an erev tchumin outside in the city. So he wants to put his erev down in the beis hakfaros. What's the reason? The kohen cannot go inside and eat his food. It shouldn't be called an erev. The answer is, b'vnei sheyochol leilach lachutz v'lechol. It's possible for him to go there." Through lachutz means make a mechitzim. They could have a big box that holds more than a base 40 saw. So the box itself is not mekabel tumah. And if he's inside the box and somebody carries him or on top of the wagon, Rashi says, and takes him to beis hakfaros, this big box is called a mechitzah. It stops the tumah from going up. So therefore, he's allowed to go into the beis hakfaros. How exactly could he get to the food? So more says he could take a stick that's not mekabel tumah, shoot the cleats and get the food. Therefore, it's possible for him to eat the food in the Beis HaKfaros. Therefore, he could even have his Erev put down in the Beis HaKfaros. Now, Mishnah Beis, Morvin b'dumai, you're allowed to use dumai to make your Erev from, even though it's food that calls a man, you're not an honor, you're not allowed to eat it. But still, the Gemara says there's a migo that if you wanted to, you could have been mafker, or you nechosim, and become an honor. And a non-Yi, a poor person, is allowed to eat demai, therefore you could use demai for an Erev. Demai is Paris that you buy off an Amoritz. We have a suffix whether they took off Maestris or not. So therefore, Midir Abonin and Tosaf, you teed it until you take off Maestris. But still, you're allowed to use this for an Erev. Over Maestris Rishon, Shnitlu Trumosai, if you have regular Maestris Rishon, the locher is you take off Maestris and give it to the Levi. And the Levi has to take off Trumas Meister from it. And the Levi took off Trumas Meister, and now you're allowed to use it for an Erev. And the Mori has to cash the Churb Shita. It's Mutta Gomer. The Mori's answer is talking about now where the Levi was Makdim and took the Meister Rishon before Truma Gedolah was taken off. And he took off Trumas Meister without taking off Meister Truma Gedolah. And that's the Lach Kedashim from Sukkim, that if you took off already Truma Meister, you do not have to take off anymore Truma Gedolah. Over Meister Sheini v'Hekdesh Nifto, if you have Meister Sheini that you appointed it in order to eat the Paris outside Yerushalayim, or else Hekdesh that you appointed, so now that Hekdesh or that Meister you could use for an Erev because it has no Makedusha. So Gemara also has the Churis Kshita. The Gemara answers that you appointed it, but you're not appointed it's Chaimish, the fifth, and the Kshish is that the Chaimish is not Makiv. Now, v'kahanim b'chalu v'truma. A kohen is allowed to use chalu or truma for an erev, also for his pshita. Avoloi b'tevel, but now you're allowed to use tevel, because it's also if anybody did it, so you can't use it for an erev. Avoloi b'maiserishen shlonitlu trumosai. If you did not take off the trumas meister from the maiserishen, it's also did it, so you can't use it for an erev. If you're not poiderit, the Mora says also pshita, and the Torah says talking about you did not do a good job. You are poiderit on the wrong type of a coin, so that's the chiddush that still you cannot use it for an erev. The harshaleach eruva biyad chereshayt of a cotton. Let's say somebody sends his erev in the hands of a chereshayt of a cotton to put down. Let's say at the end of the tchum, you want to make a ruvi tchumim, you want to put it down at the end of the tchum. Or else, I biyad mi she'ena moide b'erev, you send it with somebody like a kusi that does not agree to the mitzvah of erev. The locher is eino erev, even though they put it down at the right place, still they cannot make the kinyan erev for you. because when they put it down, it's like a kinyan eruv, and a cheresh shetef kohen cannot make this kinyan on me shein the moedid eruv. But v'yim oma li'ach alakavu b'menu, if you tell somebody else to receive the eruv from this cheresh shetef kohen, then it's good. Harei's eruv, then if this other person takes and puts it down, then the eruv is chal.
Here, Mishne Gimel. Nisonoi be'ilon. Let's say you put your eruv, again, eruv v'tchumim, you're outside by the Alpai Mam where you want to be Kranya Shvisa. Now you put the Erev on top of a tree, and you're standing down in the Shusa Rabin, and on top of this tree it's wide for Tvachim. Therefore, Lamalam Yasar Tvachim, if the place on the tree where you put your Erev, your Mazin Shtei Sudis, was above 10 Tvachim, since so that Tvachim is called Rishusa Yochid, then the Locher is Ein Eruvi Erev. Your Erev is not Chal, because it's said who the eruv of a makom achar. You're not in the same place. The eruv is in the rishus yochid. You're in the rishus rabim on the floor. You cannot take the eruv. And the Mora says, according to Ravom, that around the person four amis is called his rishus. So if so, even though you're standing in the rishus rabim, really your rishus goes up ad l'shemayim around your dalet amis. So the Mora says, according to Ravom, the Mishnah is talking about that the branch of the tree first went straight out more than four amos, and then it first went up. When you put your eruv there on top, with more than 10 tefachim off the ground. So therefore, since the eruv is on a rishus yochid, and you're on a rishus rabim, so you cannot take the eruv to you. Therefore, the eruv is not chal. Ain eruv eruv. Let's say lamatam yasar tefachim. Let's say the eruv was on the tree, on the bottom part of the tree, where it's less than you tefachim off the ground. Then eruv erev, then the erev is chal. Why? Because the beinash moshes at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to take that erev from the place on the tree and bring it to where you are, even though the place on the tree is a karmelis, and it's also to carry from the karmelis to a shusharabim. And secondly, there's an issur to be mishtamish bilul. You're not allowed to use or take something off a tree on Shabbos. So the Gemara says our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe that holds that beinash moshes it's mutter to be over in issur the rabbanim letzorach mitzvah. Still, at Tzorach Mitzvahs Erev, you would be allowed to take off this bread off the tree, or you would be allowed to take it from a kamelis into Rishus Rabin. So therefore, Ruvi Erev. What's going to be in the son of a boy? You put your Erev down in a ditch. Filo Omek Mayam, even though it's deep, 100 Amis. Ruvi Erev, here your Erev is good. And here again, we're talking about where the boar was in, an Omek was in the valley. That's a kamelis. So, and the Erev was put all the way down in the bar, which is Rishus HaYochid. Still, it's only Nisim and the Rabbanim to carry it out from the Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. So again, we go according to Rebbe Shita, that Ben Hashmosh is allowed to carry the Erev out, and therefore the Erev is Chal. What's going to be in the son of Bereish HaKono? Let's say you put the Erev on top of a reed, or Bereish HaKundas on top of a beam. So it's like this. Bizman Shu Tolish, if this piece of wood is cut off already, the north and it's sticking straight up, it's stuck in the karka of Rishus Rabin, going straight up. Safilu Gavoye Mayam, even though the stick is 100 amas tall, and you put your Erev on top of it, still Harezu Erev, the Erev is Chal. And again, the case here is talking about on top of the stick, it was not wide for, so therefore it's not called Rishus Yochid, so therefore the Erev is good, it's only a Nis of the Rabbanim to take it off. Take it off, so therefore the Erev would be Chal. But mashma though, if this kundis, or this kanim would be attached to the ground, it would be mechubur, then it would be off, the Erev would not be Chal, even though we're going according to Rebbe, but the Gemara says here, it's a stronger exerva that you may come to pull off, break off this kundis or the kanim, that's much easier. Therefore, even according to Rebbe, this would be off to take on Shabbos, even ben Hashmashas. So therefore, the Mishnah Davka says this as in a case where, again, in the son of Bereish HaKono, Bereish HaKundis, Bizman Shu Tolish, means it was already detached from the ground. So even if you cut it off now, there's no Issa Tlisha Kaitzer on Shabbos. What's going to be in the son of Benigdal? You put Yeru, the food, inside like a tower. For Yavad HaMavtech, and you lost the key to the tower. Harei's Erev, still the Erev is good. Even though the Chur, you can't get inside to get the food, it's locked up, still the Erev is Chal. Rebbe Lezer, like this, Rebbe Lezer, Eimer, Eimen, Yodesh, Mephtev, if you do not know where the key is, Ein Eruvoi, then it's no good, because the Maisa, since you cannot get inside it,
the Erev is not chal, you have to be able to get inside the food, to be able to take it, to be able to eat it there, bein hashmashas.
Mishnah Dalet, Nizgalgil Chutz Letchum. Let's say you put your Erev outside the city, within 2,000 Amos, you put it there before Shabbos, and by the time you came back there, it was Nizgalgil. It rolled away, Chutz Letchum, outside the Tchum. Or else, another case is, V'nofalol of Gal, like when you come back there in Shabbos, you find out that a wall fell down on top of it. Or else, Einisuf, when you come back on Shabbos, you see that it was burnt up, the Erev. Or else, Eitruma, you put down Truma, for the Temes, when you come back on Shabbos in the morning, you find that dead sherets on it. So the Loch is like this, Mibadjoim, if all these things happened before Shabbos, so then Pshita ain't Erev, the Erev is not Chal, because the time of the Erev to be Chal is Bein Hashmoshes, at the beginning of Shabbos. And here, if this happened Mibadjoim, so it went out of the Yitchum, so that's not a good Erev, since you cannot walk outside the Tchum, and went 4 hours outside the Tchum, you cannot walk there, you cannot get there, you cannot eat there. Therefore, it's not called an Erev. The same thing if something fell, a wall fell on it. And like the Gemara says, we're talking about a wall that you have to have a shovel or an axe like to clean it up, and then the Benisa derives of Harisha. So since you cannot get to it, Venash Moshas, therefore the Erev is not Chal. What's going to be Meshach HaSheikha? Let's say these things happened first at night time, after it was already Vavish Shabbos, so then Harei's Erev, the Erev was already Chal. That's the loch, as long as Ben HaShemosh, the Erev was fit to be eaten, it's Chal the Heter to walk Chutz Tetchum, even though later the Erev is not there anymore. The question is, what's going to be in Sofik? Let's say you have a doubt, like we said, you put it down before Shabbos, it was okay, and when you come back Shabbos in the morning, you see something went wrong, it was burnt, or came Tomei, or Chutz Tetchum, and you don't know how it was, Ben HaShemosh, it's doubtful whether it was still there or not. So what do we do by a Sofik Erev? So the Mishnah says it's a machlokes that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yud Oimrim, they both say, Harezer Chamol Gomal. You're like stuck in between like a camel, as if to say you have to go to Chumrah, that maybe the Erev is Chal, so therefore you could only walk the 2,000 Amis between your house and the Erev. But away from the Erev, the other starting house, another 2,000 Amis, that you cannot go, because maybe the Erev was Chal. And now if you want to use the Erev to walk another 2,000 Amos from the Erev, well, you also say no, because maybe the Erev was not Chal, and then you have a lacha to be kind of by your house. So therefore, the only place that you could walk is between your house and the Erev, only those 2,000 Amos. Now, this lesson of Chamor Gomel is like an example, like a moshul, as if to say you have a Chamor, a donkey, and you have a Gomel, you have a camel, and each one is pulling you the other way, that you're stuck in the middle, you can't move either way. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, they both say, Sofik Erev Kosher, the Minas Sofik, since it's only Edim the Rabbonim, therefore Minas Sofik, we go to Kula, and we said that the Erev is Kosher. Mefrat here, there's a Cheskas Heter, like when you put the Erev down, it was Kosher. So you should leave it raised with the Cheskas, so to say the Erev is still Kosher, it was a Kosher Erev Ben Ashmashas. Now, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Yossi says, Av Tumis Hayid Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, Av Tumis, he said over Edis, the name of five Zakenim, that Al Safik Erev Shakosha, we pass in this way, that a Safik Erev, we go to Kula. And that's the way we pass in, that Minas Safik, the Erev is Kosha. Mishnehei, Mas Nodom Al Eruvai V'yoymer, a person can put down an Erev before Shabbos, and make a condition, make a Tanai. And say like this, in Bol Goyim Mina Mizruch, if the Goyim come on the east side of the city, and therefore he wants to run away to the west side of the city, say Ruvi Lamarav, the Arab that he put down on the west side of the city, that should be Chal. In other words, before Shabbos, now he puts down an Arab on both sides of the city, 2,000 Amos out on the west side, and 2,000 Amos out on the east side. And he's not sure now at the beginning of Ben Hashemos, like which one he wants to be Chal. He makes a condition and says, if the Goyim come from the east side, and therefore on Shabbos I'm going to have to run away on the west side, I want the Erev I put on the west side to be Chal. What's going to be in the Hamarav? Let's say the Goyim are going to come from the west side, and then I have to run away on the east side,
And therefore, Eruvi, Lemizlach, I want the Erev that I put down on the east side of the city to Bichal. So, the Locher is you could do this, because we paskin that in the Rabbanon de Kalochas we hold from Yesh Brera. You have a right to do something, Minastafik, on a doubt now, and later tomorrow when it becomes Mavuya, when we see clearly which way, it's considered as if it was clear at the beginning of Shabbos also. Therefore, the Erev is Chal. The same thing if he says, let's say, in Bo Mikan or Mikan, let's say the grain come on both sides of the city, and therefore the Mekoyim Sheher say, look, I want to decide tomorrow, whichever way I want to run away tomorrow, that's the side the Erev should be Chal. So that's also good. Or else somebody says, let's say, Loi Boyu, Loi Mikan, V'Loi Mikan. And it's not to say, no Goyim, they did not come, not on the east side, not on the west side. And therefore, on this condition, Hareini Kibbeinei Iri, I want to remain with the regular Erev of this city, meaning to say, I'll have 2,000 Amos, any way out of the city. So you could do this. Or else another condition he could say is, in Bochocho min ha-mizrach eruv le-mizrach. Again, before Shabbos, he puts down two Erevs to go out either on the east side of the city or else on the west side of the city. And he makes a condition, like you hear that a Chochem is going to come tomorrow and give a drosha, and he's not sure on which side of the city the Chochem is going to be. To make some condition, if the Chochem is going to be on the east side of the city, way more than 2,000 amas away from my city, therefore, Reuven the Mizrach, I want the Erev I put down on the east side of the city to be Chal for me, and therefore now, Shabbos morning, he can walk 4,000 amas to the east. Let's say Min Amarav, let's say the Chochem comes tomorrow on the west side of the city, and Reuven the Mizrach, he can make this condition that on the side that the Chochem comes on the west side, that's the side that his Erev should be Chal. What's going to be if he says, Bo Lakan Lakan? Let's say tomorrow I find out that the two Chachamim came, one on the east, one on the west, and therefore the Mekayim Sheher Teilach, he could have a choice tomorrow, whichever one he wants to, that's the one that should be Chal. Or else let's say he says, Lo Lakan, Lo Lakan, let's say the Chacham does not come, not on the east side, no Chacham comes, not on the east side, on the west, and therefore Reini Kibneiri, I want to remain to be like Bneiri. So all these conditions are chal. You can make these tanoim, like we said, because we hold Yesh Brera on a din de Rabbanan, and Erev Chumim is only with Rabbanan. Therefore, you can make any one of these conditions. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Emoy Echem Mehem Rabbi." Let's say in a case where two Chachamim are coming, one on the east, one on the west, but we find out that one of them was his Rabbi Muvik, the one that he always learns from. Then we say, "Holach Eitzar Rabbi." For sure, he has in mind to go to that side, which his Rebbe is coming from, and therefore that's the side the Erev is Chal and not the other side. But the Tanakam would say, no, a person sometimes wants a change, even though he's used to from his own Rebbe, sometimes he wants to hear from another Rebbe. So if he could have a right to decide tomorrow which side he wants to go to. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, Minastan is asked to go on the side that his Rebbe is coming from. The Imhoye Shneim Rabbeis, let's say both of them he learned by, then even Rebbe Yehuda would agree, whichever side he wants to, he has a right to decide tomorrow and go to that side. That's the side the Erev would be Chal. Now, Mishnah Vov. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos. Let's say you have a Yom Tov that next to Shabbos, Beimel Lefneo, where the Friday is Yom Tov and then Shabbos, Beimel Yachreo, where the first is Shabbos and then Sunday is Yom Tov. Kids, you have 2 days. One Shabbos, one Yom Tov. Now, Locher is, you're not allowed to walk out either day, chutz from the Tchum of the city, more than Alpayim Amos, 2,000 Amos, outside the city. So let's say you want to make two different Erevs. You want on one day, a Shabbos, to walk to the east side of the city, more than 2,000 Amos. And then on the next day, Yom Tov, you want to walk to the south side of the city, more than 2,000 Amos. Rav Lezer holds, you're allowed to do this. Rav Lezer holds that Morav Odom Shnei Yeruvim. You're allowed to put down before Shabbos and before Yom Tov two Erevs. The Yomer and say like this, Eruvei Harishon LeMizrach. On the first day he wants the Erev that he put down on the east side of the city to be Chal. On the first day, let's say that Shabbos, he wants to be able to walk 4,000 Amos to the east side of the city. The Yasheni, and he've also put down a second Erev on the west side. So he says, Vasheni, on the second day, day of Yom Tov, LeMarav, I want to be able to walk 4,000 Amos of the west side of the city. He's allowed to do this. Because Rebbe Lezer holds, each day is a Kedusha by itself. So each day has its own Din Erev. So you're allowed to have one Erev for the first day and a second Erev for the second day. Or else the opposite way, you could say, Harisha Lamarif, on the first day, I want to be able to go to the west side of the city. Vehasheni Lemizrach, and on the second day, he wants to be able to go to the east side of the city. So, or else, he could say this, Eruvei Harishon, Vehasheni Kibne Iri. The first day of Shabbos, I want to have an Erev to go to the side of the Erev. And the second day of Yom Tif, he wants to be able to be Ksam Kibne Iri. He doesn't want the Erev to be Chal at all. You could do this. Or else, the opposite way. Eruvei Hasheni, the second day, he wants the Erev to be Chal. The Arishan Kibnei Iri, and the first day, he wants to sound be like Kibnei Iri. So he could do this, again, because Rav Lezold, each day is called his own Kedusha. However, the Chachamu Oimrim, the Chachamu say no. Me Orev Lurach Achas, you have to make one Erev for both days. Oy Einam Orev Kulik, or else do not make an Erev at all for both days. And he explains himself, Oy Morev Lishniyam, either make one Erev for 2 days. Oy Einam Orev Kulik, or else do not make an Erev at all. And the Morev explains what Chachamu arguing is, just like in one day alone, Pshita, everybody would agree, if it's only one Shabbos, you cannot make an Erev half of the day to the east side and the other half to the west side. That Pshita, it's one Kedusha, it has to be one way the whole time. So Chum say, if so, the same way, these 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov also, they hold, it's like one long Kedusha. And therefore, there can only be one Erev for both ways, or else no Erev for neither days. Kate said, Yasa, what do you have to do? Now the Chum explained themselves that they do not say it's Vadai two Kedushas. It's Vadai one Kedusha. The Pshat according to Chum is the Masafkele, the Gemara says, they have a doubt whether Shabbos and Yom Tov is considered like one long day, one Kedusha, and therefore one Erev helps for both days, or else maybe no, it's considered like two separate days, and if so, you'd have to have two separate Erevs in order to be able to carry the second day. So therefore, Manasafik, you have to do both. So that's what the Mishnah says now. Kate said, Yasa, what should you do? The first day, let's say it's Yom Tov, put the Erev down, the Erev Yom Tov before Yom Tov, and wait there until it becomes after Ben Hashemashos, so it's Chal the Erev for the first day Yom Tov. Then take it with you, go home with it. Now, Basheni means on Yom Tov by day, right before Shabbos, go walk there a second time now out to the city, the same place, and leave it there until the beginning of Shabbos. If you want, you could eat it there. The Nitzah comes out, Mistaker Bali Chosai, you gain by the fact that you go, again, because according to Chomim, it's a doubt whether it's 2 days or 1 day. So on this side that it's 2 days, like, the first Erev you made only would help for the first day, not for the second day. So in order to have an Erev for the second day, you would have to go out there again on the second time to be there again for the second Ben Hashemashos. So you gain the fact you went there. Also, you gain on the fact that you're there now, that after the second Ben Hashemashos, you could eat the Erev. Now, what's going to be Nechav Arishan? Erev was eaten up after the first day. Erubal Arishan, Ven Erubal Arishan. The Erev only helps for the first day, not for the second day. Because it's a Suffolk, maybe it's two Kedushas. Omlem Reb Lezer, Moedemat Tamli. It looks like you admit to me, change take Kedushas, that they are considered two separate Kedushas. So what? And that's why you say if the Erev gets eaten up after the first day, you can't use it for the second day. So the Chum Reb Lezer says, why can't you make two separate Erevs? And that's the Gemara's Terrence. No, the Chum hold the Suffolk, it's doubtful to them whether it's two Kedushas or one Kedusha. If you have to go both ways, the Chumra. All right, we'll stop here and continue on the next tape.